झालं बघ जास्त.
हॅलो, मी हम्पी.
Yes, this is Judy Ann Horton and I would like to request a refund.
May I know the person you are dealing with, the name of the person who are you are dealing with?
Mark Smith, and then yesterday I paid like more than 500 and plus, and they told me they will refund it, and until now I still didn't receive my refund.
So what is the concern? Is there any problem you are seeking to refund?
Yes, they said that they need me to pay the $1,200 for the IP address to be removed. That's not my responsibility. And then I gave the $400, and after I gave the $400, they told me that I need to add more because they need to remove the IP address.
All right, Judy, just give me a moment. Let me check in the system and get back to you. Please be a top woman with me on the call.
Okay.
All right, Judy, are you with me?
Yes.
I saw in the system that you request, you place an order for an online exam, right?
What is that?
You place an order for online exam. You're seeking assistance with online exam, like the subject is sociology, right?
Yes.
All right, so actually the thing is that when the expert log in into your portal, all right?
Okay.
Hello. So as he logged into your portal detected his IP address and safe and the database of the university. Try to understand this in a more easy way. Let me elaborate it. Can you please tell me that in which state you're located in?
Where am I located now?
Your state?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, right? Well, the expert is located in California, so you are logging in into your portal from Kentucky. So the IP address sent to the administrator generated from Kentucky, where you are living, okay?
Okay.
And at the same time, the expert is logging into your account from California. So the system getting another IP address from California. So it is impossible for a person to log in into portal at the same time from two different states. Are you getting me? So that's the problem which arises, and due to this, the system detected our IP and store it in our system, and it flagged your account. It flagged your accounts, okay? So now try to understand you are in a situation that it flagged your account and it might hurt, jeopardize your academic career. The expert is trying to, you know, help you. He asked you a $400 to rent out the software which we integrate into your portal, okay?
Okay.
So we can integrate the software into your portal. After integrating the software into your portal, when we log in into your portal, it will replicate our IP address to your IP address. Means that when the expert log in from California, okay, so it shows the IP address of Kentucky. So this way, system is unable to detect that your portal is accessing from two different locations at the same time. Either you open your portal or we open your portal. It shows only one IP address, all right, after integrating the software. from now, because we integrate a new software into your portal, okay?
Okay.
But the problem is, we open your portal when you give your portal access to us at the first time, when we didn't print out the software. You just pay for your exam, which is amount around, I guess, $120, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the software, at that time, the software was not integrated in your portal, and when the expert logged into your portal, at that time, the IP address is saved by the administrator. So we need to remove that IP address from the administrator system. And for that, we need another software, which will cost you $1,200. And that is a refundable amount. Are you getting me?
Yeah, but how can I afford that amount? I don't have that amount, but $1,200, I already spent the $400.
Try to understand it. You have to arrange this because you are, your academic career is at stake. And I'm here to help you. You are my worthy client, and I don't want that your academic career get, you know, jeopardized because of this issue arises. All I can do for you is I can compensate $200 from my side, and rest the $1,000 will paid by you. Once we will remove the IP address from the administrator system, all of your amount, 1,000 for this and the 400 for the previous, so in total $1,400 will be written back to you. And the official agreement.
I don't have the $1,000 because I already, that's all I have, the $400 I sent yesterday.
Okay, I get it. So do one thing, kindly arrange that amount from someone. It's just a matter of couple of hours. We can rent out the software for a couple of hours. As soon as we will remove the IP address from the administrator system, we will return back the software to the company and get the refund. So it will hardly take 2 hours, and you will get back all of your $1,400 and just a couple of hours. Sounds good?
I don't have anyone in here to borrow that amount.
Do you have credit card?
Huh?
Do you have credit card? So you can use that card to pay. Because we need to, you know, remove that IP address from the system. Or otherwise, it will jeopardize your academic career. And you might end up in jail just because of misconduct in academics. You know, that's illegal to seek assistance from any third party in regards with your education. You might face severe consequences. So I am here trying to help you. All right, we need to do it at the earliest. All we need
is Mark.
Is
Mark over here, over there?
Beg your pardon. Can you please come again?
If Mark is over there, can you transfer me to him?
Actually, Mark is not reported to the office yet. He will be, today on sick leave. He will be back tomorrow or maybe after 2 days. And we don't have that much time, you know. We need to do this at earliest.
I'll just get my refund and then I'll take care of it, what happened with my career. Just give me my refund.
You are not getting me. The scenario is very worse for you.
I get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you don't want to remove the IP address which is recorded in the system administrator.
No, that's supposed to be your responsibility, things that happen that way, because you came to your website.
Yeah, I know. Listen to me, Judy. Listen to me. I know that's our responsibility. Actually, we are trying to help you since this is our responsibility to serve our customer. And you need to understand this, that your academic career is at stake, okay? You might get caught and you might end up in jail because of this, because of academic misconduct. So we are trying to help you since this is a responsibility. So we, what we need from you in return is just little cooperation. It's just a matter of couple of hours. In couple of hours, you will get your all the refund, 1400 for the software which you paid yesterday, and 1000 for the next software which will be used to remove the IP address. So in total, 1400 amount will be refunded back to you in just a couple of hours.
Yes, but I don't have that amount that you are asking. I don't have anything. I already sent all my money yesterday.
How long would it take for you to arrange that money?
I don't have anything.
I'm saying that how long it takes. So what is the maximum amount you can? What's the maximum amount you can pay for this? What is the maximum amount you can pay for this?
I have nothing. That's all I said yesterday. I told the person yesterday that's all I have, 400. And I sent that already.
You need to understand that you need to save your academic career. I'm telling you again and again. I'm telling you again and again that your academic career is at stake, and you might end up in jail. And you know you have to face a fine of heavy amount, like $10,000 to $15,000. You might have to face that fine as well, along with ending up in jail. I'm just trying to help.
I will take it. Just process my refund. I'll take care of my stuff. I'll just process my refund. That's all I ask. Don't worry about my career.
All right, let me talk to the finance department and get back to you in 1 to 2 business days. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Judy, for your time. Have a nice day.
You too.